James's performance yesterday, since you've taken over, the balance seems to really have taken on a life of its own, really helped this offense. Can you speak on just yesterday specifically, how much it really helped you guys get going? The passing game came along in the second half, it seemed.
Yeah, no, I mean, we knew the way that game needed to be played. It was going to be the guys up front. You know, it was that was an incredible defensive line. And we couldn't allow it to be just a one-dimensional game. And, you know, those guys came to play, and you know, the way that, you know, Jimbo's running the ball and just seeing it in his vision and his understanding of the scheme and how, you know, how teams are playing us, you know, it's just continuing to progress. And, you know, you see an angry runner, and it's fun to watch.
The last time you guys played Baltimore, you didn't have Amari, and now you do. And I know that, you know, it's just one player. But even when he's not getting the ball, what does he do for your offense?
I mean, he does a lot, right? It's a guy that's, when you have 10,000 yards receiving the NFL, people need to know where he is at all times. And, his personality, his work ethic, and then when he has opportunities in the game, you know, you think back to the first drive of the Kansas City game, you think back to the Jets game, the ability to make the big plays, he's huge for our team. And, like I say it all the time, right? He makes a lot of plays without making the plays, and that's what a lot of our guys are, right? It's something that we preach here, he's been a great addition to us and to help us to get to where we ultimately want to be.
Alex was just talking about James's day yesterday. I want to know, what was your reaction or your perspective on the play where, you know, he breaks free, but then like Dion carries him for another 10 yards? I mean, like, is that just everything you want to see in one play?
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I actually saw the end of it, right? I'm getting ready for the next play call. You know, I look up and then they're still kind of driving a little bit. So that makes my life a little easier. But we preach covering the football, man, you know, help each other up, all the little things, right? So just seeing the guys, how important it is that, hey, when the play's, you know, the play's not over, and, you know, just whatever it takes, if it's three more yards, but all those things are. So that was when I got to watch it on tape today, I was pleased to see that.
Alec Anderson, you've had 2 years now with this jumbo package in Buffalo. Obviously, David did it last year. What is, from your perspective, seeing David kind of set the groundwork for it, and then this year Alec take it on, what makes Alec so good at it?
If you've ever met Alec Anderson and know his personality and how he toes the line with his play style, it allows us to do a lot of things that we want to do. You know, he plays with length. He's a physical football player, extremely bright. When you got a guy that can play the jumbo position, play any position on the offensive line, you know, it shows how his versatility. And when you have the versatility and you're able to play the jumbo role, you know, you're understanding all the different types of schemes and how the blocks. And, you know, it takes a special person. It's not an easy job. And that's why it's a starter for us. And, you know, he's done a tremendous job, and, you know, he's a big part of who we are.
How do you look at all the positions on the offensive line and then all positions on the team, and you rep them so much throughout training camp and practices? How does another offensive lineman, say like young guys like Vandermark or Grable or whoever else, how do they rep that as like a backup to that? Or is it like specific to one guy where if Alec Anderson isn't available, you're limited as to how much you can do it?
No, we definitely rep other guys in that position, because you want to make sure that if something were to happen in game, i.e. yesterday, that you're still able to still run some of the package and whatnot. And we've been fortunate to have Alec all year. You know, when you're working in training camp, it's a little easier for tackles in the transition because they're used to blocking defensive ends and, out in space or some of those blocks, but it is different, especially for guys that are used to playing center or guard. And then just the different type of combination blocks you might be in with a tackle or a tight end sometimes in those situations. So there's a lot of differences that I think sometimes people think you just kind of plug it in there and it's very easy. But the way that you approach blocks, the way that the technique is, it's very different blocking some of the, especially like some of those guys on the edge from yesterday.
And then you said last week that a lot of the interviewing was going to go on this week. What does your week look like? And is there a point where you kind of cut it off and just focus on, you know, this week's game?
Yeah. Like it's, if any of the opportunities, you know, come up this week, the only people that I'll take away from is really my wife and my son. So, nothing that will interfere with any of the game planning at work or, or anything with that. So my focus is winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, we got the opportunity to do it again this week and go against the Ravens. And so I'm not going to let my mind wander. So I want to make sure everything I have up to that point. And you know, if an opportunity comes up, you know, at the end of the week, once the game plan's in and ready to go, you know, then that would be when it would come up.
I wanted to follow up on Matt's question there. I was curious. I know we talked about it some last week too, but from previous years, have you learned about like how to best navigate this week? Like to be like, you know, if my focus is on the game and when to fit in those interviews, like, have you learned anything from previous years?
Yeah. If I'm being completely honest, I don't spend any time thinking about the interviews. And when I go in the interviews, I'm literally just myself. You know, there's no getting ready or preparing or, it's not fair to all my guys. If I'm spending time in this organization in the city, if I'm spending time taken away from game planning, right? So if I'm doing interview, it's the same time I would normally be home, you know, eating dinner with my wife or spending time with my son. And so they're the ones that would, the schedule would change, but you know, there's no preparation for it. I'm just out there answering questions and, you know, just being me and going from there.
And then on a different note, I was curious, when you think back on this offense, and I'm sure you're watching tape back from that first game against the Ravens, like how much has this offense maybe developed since then and changed? And like, when you look back, are you like, oh, we're doing this better? Like what stands out to you when you compare it to the last time you faced the Ravens?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was almost like a full season ago. It seems like, you know, week four to now, there's a lot of football, you know, your identity changes, you know, the style of play, you know, we're two very different football teams right now. And, you know, it's playoff football and it's going to be really good defenses, really good offenses. And, you know, we've improved who we are, but so have they. Right. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for us. I like the direction that we're going right now. And we got to just continue to find ways to get better and to get to where we ultimately want to be.
One real question for you. I'm sure you're aware of, you might be aware of this ongoing debate over who's more MVP deserving. And I'm not sure how it's not going to affect the votes because they're already in. But how fascinating might it be to see it play out on the field with these two guys on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, when you usually to get to this point, you got to have an elite quarterback, right? And it's really hard to win in the NFL without that. And, you know, fortunately, and I know it always goes up as quarterback versus quarterback, right? Going back to Brady and Manning, but you know, the reality is they don't go against each other, right? You're going against the defense. And, you know, and so I know the natural perception is, it's those guys and rightfully so, but, and it's two of the best in the business, it's going against it, but, you know, Josh won't actually be going against Lamar and vice versa. And as football fans, it's a treat to see two of the best go at it. You know, I think sometimes naturally for the quarterbacks in those roles, they don't think anything more than, hey, I'm going against the defense and having to just get my mind right for that.
Oh, come on. You don't think Josh and Lamar are competitive? I'm half joking there.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's competitive. Yeah. You know, everybody's competitive, but at the same time, you can't make it bigger than it needs to be, right? This game. Right. Is no different than last game. Each play has to be a save. If you really trust in your process, you're not going to make it any bigger than it needs to be. And it's playoff football, right? It's no matter what game you're playing in right now, it's going to be the best against the best. And so the stakes are as high as they get. But if you allow it to get bigger than it needs to be, that's when you feel the need to have to do something that you're not used to doing. And, you know, we're just trying to just preach consistency right here. And our good is good enough. And just nothing has to change just because we're in the playoffs.
You went up against your mentor in Sean Payton. Did you get out the opportunity to speak with him after the game or a handshake or anything?
I did not. It's one of the call it a perk of being in the box, right? You go straight from the box to the locker room to be able to celebrate with your guys. And there's nowhere else I would have rather been last night than hugging and dapping up my guys after the win.
Speaking about hugging and dapping up those guys, like, you know, how excited were you for the way the offense went out there? It had just great balance. Josh Allen was very efficient. Ground game got going. You know, just give us your overall assessment offensively.
Well, the biggest thing to me was seeing the guys at halftime, right? Like, you can get the natural inclination if you look at the scoreboard and it's like, oh, 10 points. Like, hey, what's going on? Do we have to do something different? You know, and just talking with the guys, we've had three drives, right? We scored a field goal. You obviously want to cash in with, you know, with the touchdown there. Then you go down and score a touchdown. And then the next drive, you get the ball at the minus one. You know, when you're able to flip the field, you know, you punt, they get the ball at the -8. Obviously, you want to score a touchdown. We want to score a touchdown every time we can. But, you know, we're able to get the ball out, flip the field, and hope to be able to get a possession, you know, right before half, you know, potentially there. So I told the guys, like, we're playing really good football, and we don't need to do anything different. And this is an opportunity. This is where we, you know, we make some of the subtle adjustments, and you guys just keep trusting the process, and good things are going to happen. And obviously, when you have 17, you know, it's only a matter of time, right? And, you know, he was incredible yesterday, and it allowed us to be able to be two-dimensional, and it was a lot of fun just being up there watching the guys kind of play for each other.
Games like this, what really goes into really locking in mentally but turning things up a notch as well?
I don't think you need to. You know, if you really believe in your process, if you really believe in everything that got us to this point, why do you need to change when the stakes are considered higher, right? We're just going out there and playing football, right? And, you know, sometimes people are like, hey, well, it's do or die. But that's kind of the way that we play at all times, right? Like, mm-hmm. we're too competitive to think like, oh, hey, this game doesn't matter. So to us, it's the most important game. It's the next one, right? And this is the mindset that we've been having all year. And, you know, so that was our message last week. And there's nothing sexy about it. But it's like, hey, let's just continue to be who we are. And we don't need to change just because we're now playing in the playoffs. It's been our standard since the beginning.
What did you love most about the way the offensive line played yesterday?
I loved how they played together. I loved how they were able to, they didn't blink. It's tough to string together and sustain long drives, right? Like, it's tough, you know, and they were able to do that for, you know, there was, when you're out on the field for 40 minutes, that's real. That's not easy. And they didn't blink, and they played together. They were the communication with Josh was elite. And like, I think back to like the last couple of plays when, you know, we put our backups in the game and they put goal line defense out there, and those guys were able to, you know, run the ball against goal line defense, you know, and just it just kind of speaks to who the guys are. It's like, we kind of don't blink, go in there, just do our job and do it at a high level. And that's kind of the offensive line that we have, and that's why I love those guys.
What was your reaction to the 4th-and-1 touchdown pass that Josh had to Ty, and how that unfolded as you were watching it?
Wish we would have cleaned up a little bit of our detail on the play, that it didn't have to get to that point. You know, sometimes I'm probably like all the fans, like, hey, no, run, good job. Look, I'm going to trust him at all times, right? Like, we get in these situations. You know, way more times they're good than bad. Right. And so, I'll ride or die with him at all times. And usually those are the results. And, we have the utmost confidence in Ty Johnson, and clearly Josh does as well. And, you know, for him to go out there, that's not an easy catch. That's not an easy play. You see the effort that he played with. He's running a rail route into the boundary and keeps moving and catches the ball, you know, at the upright in the back of the end zone. I mean, that's just the mindset that he kind of plays with. And that's why we love him. And, you know, when he goes out and makes those plays, it's because of who he is. And, you know, he was huge for us.
Spencer Brown said yesterday after the game that last week while you guys were prepping, you said open playbook, anything we've done all year is now available. How much easier or how much more open is the playbook this year now that you had a whole year in this job, as opposed to last year where you kind of had to take everything on the fly in the middle of the season?
I don't know if it's more open or it's like, hey, when we look back to the offseason about, hey, you know, what is the direction, what is the vision that we see this offense kind of going and where we want it to, and trying to put those plays in, you know, from that perspective. And so not just saying, hey, this is what we've done in the past, let's just take this and then let's just continue to add to it. And, even throughout the season, right, there's things that you think you were good in training camp, or things that, hey, you know, we're good at better in the year, and then you could kind of evolve as an offense. You got to continue to find ways to get better, and can't just be the same offense as you were the first month of the season at the end. And so we got to continue to be creative, or continue changing kind of who we are, but at the same time, running our core concepts, you know, the same way. And, when you got those offensive line that we have, it allows us to do what we're able to do.
Specifically with that line, because there's so much experience on that group, and maybe this goes for the whole offense too. When you talk about being able to call back the things that were done in training camp and saying this is now open, this is now on the table, is it easier to do that with the level of experience that you're working with on this offense?
Yeah, absolutely. And And, you know, it's it goes back to the relationships that, you know, you develop from the offseason, in that when you get to this point, you trust your guys. It's players, not plays. When you get to the playoffs, you can have a tendency to feel like you gotta get all these plays in, and you gotta out scheme people. And you know, less is more in the playoffs. A lot of the guys go out there and play fast and put the ball in their hands, and good things usually happen. And so you know, it's a test every week for us coaches of, hey, making sure we're allowing our guys to go out there and have success. And we got the, you know, the relationship with our offensive line and the confidence that they're playing with, and the openness that they have about what they like and what they don't like. And you carry that with having Coach Cromer, you know, it makes our lives a lot easier.
Did you hear Dion's nickname for you? He called you Smoking Joe.
No, I did not hear that. I like it. I'll roll with it. That's my guy. He makes my life a lot easier. He makes our quarterback's life a lot easier. You know, when we don't have to worry about anything, you know, on the blind side. So whatever he needs to call me, I'll roll with.
He's been so good for so long here. I think people take it for granted. But has there been a jump this year?
Yeah, I think and people do, you know, it's kind of like sometimes when you make it to the playoffs, you know, we've been fortunate in this organization to make it to the playoffs, and it's really hard to do. But you take it for granted because you're able to, you know, you're doing it from year and out. And that's kind of Deion's, you know, the same way. Like, he's been playing at such a high level, but he's finding ways to get better year in and year out. And I thought he had his best year this year, and he's having his best year. And I told him last week, regardless of being an all pro or not, like, those who know, and to get to where we want to get to, he's going to have to continue to play the way that he's playing. And, you know, when you have our left tackle playing at the level that he's playing at, you know, everything's on the table.